God expelled Satan from heaven due to his transgression and defiance. Jesus mentioned witnessing Satan's fall from heaven akin to lightning. But why didn't God simply annihilate Satan and exile him permanently? Why does Satan persist today? What many don't realize, however, is that the term Satan means adversary or foe. It also signifies fallen one. Notice, his name is not the one who fell, but rather a fallen one, indicating a continuous present tense. This suggests he is perpetually falling, constantly becoming darker and more wicked. The book of Revelation states he was hurled into an abyss, signifying endless descent. This is what pride does. It deteriorates you further if unchecked. Proverbs 16 verse 18 states, "Pride precedes downfall." And note that downfall isn't always death, since David mentions in Psalm 103 verse 4 that God redeems lives from destruction. Destruction can occur in your life while you live, with pride wrecking your relationships, finances, and opportunities that God places before you. How can you counter this? Through humility. Satan, also called Lucifer, is the ancient deceiver who has sought to mislead humanity into defying God for millennia. Satan began as an angel in heaven, created by God for his glory and praise, but he wasn't content merely serving and worshiping God. No, he desired to be served and revered, seeking equality or even supremacy over God Almighty. Consequently, Satan instigated a rebellion in heaven, rallying an army of angels against God. These angels are referred to as fallen angels, distinct from demons, who are disembodied spirits wandering the earth, whereas fallen angels were once angels, now enveloped in darkness. The heavenly war was intense, with Archangel Michael and his angelic warriors on one side and Satan, in the form of a colossal dragon with countless demons, on the other. However, God's dominion could not be toppled, resulting in Satan and his angels being expelled from heaven. Revelation 12 verses 7 to 8 states that war erupted in heaven. Michael and his angels battled the dragon, who fought back but was overpowered, losing their place in heaven. As Christians, you gain a place in heaven. Ephesians 2 verse 6 says God raised us with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. But why didn't God kill Satan and his angels? Why let them escape to earth to cause havoc for humanity? That's the question we will explore today. The primary reason is that God cannot kill Satan or his angels because they were created by God in his likeness, which is spirit. God is a spirit, according to John 4 verse 24. So Lucifer and his angels, being spirits, cannot die. Satan's existence implies God has a purpose for him. God has a plan for all his creations, and even when they don't align with his will, he uses adverse circumstances for his glory. Today, we will explore who Satan is and how God utilizes him. In Isaiah 14, we see how Satan fell from heaven. This passage offers insight into his rebellion. "How you have fallen from heaven, O morning star, son of the dawn. You have been cast down to the earth, you who once laid low the nations. You said in your heart, 'I will ascend to the heavens. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit enthroned on the Mount of Assembly, on the utmost heights of Mount Zaphon. I will ascend above the tops of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High.' But you are brought down to the realm of the dead, to the depths of the pit." Another name for Satan is Lucifer, meaning Lightbringer. Lucifer was cast down due to his prideful ambitions. This scripture clearly states what happened to Lucifer. Another reference to Satan's fall is in Ezekiel 28. "Thus says the Lord God, you were the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone adorned you: carnelian, chrysolite, and emerald, topaz, onyx, and jasper, lapis lazuli, turquoise, and beryl. Your settings and mountings were made of gold. On the day you were created, they were prepared. You were anointed as a guardian cherub, for so I ordained you. You were on the holy mount of God. You walked among the fiery stones. You were blameless in your ways from the day you were created till wickedness was found in you. Through your widespread trade, you were filled with violence, and you sinned. So I drove you in disgrace from the mount of God, and I expelled you, guardian cherub, from among the fiery stones. Your heart became proud on account of your beauty, and you corrupted your wisdom because of your splendor. So I threw you to the earth. I made a spectacle of you before kings." Ezekiel describes a perfect being created by God to be beautiful and precious, but became corrupt. This unrighteousness led to Satan's fall. Satan was a high-ranking angel in heaven, but his fall transformed him into not only a rebel, but also a tempter, deceiving others as he strayed. Satan is also an accuser. In Zechariah 3, we see Joshua standing before God with Satan at his right hand, accusing him. In the New Testament, Satan still plagues humanity. Even Jesus was tempted by Satan for 40 days in the desert. Jesus affirmed the Old Testament's view of Satan's origin when he stated in Luke 10 verse 18 that he saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. In 2 Peter 2 verse 4 it says, "For if God did not spare angels when they sinned, but sent them to hell, putting them in chains of darkness to be held for judgment." Jude 1 verse 6 states, "And the angels who did not keep their positions of authority but abandoned their proper dwelling, these he has kept in darkness, bound with everlasting chains for judgment on the great day." Satan is allowed to live, but he will ultimately be held accountable for his sins. This gives clarity on why God can't kill Satan and his fallen angels. It would be unjust to kill a criminal without a fair trial. God is waiting for the world's trial, where everyone will be judged and rewarded according to their deeds. To answer the question, we must first understand who God truly is. God's actions stem from his nature. God is all-powerful. Nothing can challenge his authority as he controls the universe's power. Nothing created can be greater than its creator. If God created all beings and things, none of his creations can surpass his authority. A common misconception is that Satan is God's ultimate enemy, with some believing they are locked in a stalemate. This is incorrect. God has no rival. No one can match his power, not even Satan. From God's perspective, the battle for heaven was no battle at all. Satan never had a chance. Revelation 12 captures this event, emphasizing that God is unchallenged. There is beauty in God's nature in that he did not kill Satan on the spot, showing mercy and love for his creatures, even those who don't love him back. Understanding that God is all-knowing means he knows every detail of the universe, including the thoughts and motives of Satan and his demons. This comprehensive understanding shows God's compassion. A loving father doesn't punish a child without understanding their actions, giving them chances to correct their mistakes. God understands why Satan rebelled, and this compassion is why he doesn't destroy him and his followers. Free will is a gift from God to all creation. Instead of forcing worship, God gives each creature the choice to follow him. This gift was given to all, including angels, creating the possibility of rebellion. Love cannot be forced, it must be a choice. Hence, God, desiring his creation's love, gave free will, knowing some would reject him. If God punished every wrong choice with death, there would be no real choice. True free will means the possibility of both rebellion and redemption. God's fairness and justice mean he honors Satan's choice to leave heaven without destroying him. Another theory is that Satan had a role in Jesus's journey to the cross. In the New Testament, Satan tempted Jesus, proving him worthy to die for sin. An innocent person can take a guilty person's place, and Jesus's innocence was proven by resisting temptation. Satan's role may have been to test Jesus's worthiness. Additionally, Satan tempted Judas to betray Jesus, leading to his crucifixion, a necessary part of God's redemption plan. Perhaps God allowed Satan to live to fulfill these roles. Satan, an angel who rebelled, led an army against God and was cast out of heaven. God didn't kill them, possibly because Satan had a significant role in the redemption story, or because God's love gave him time to repent. God's love and desire for genuine choice mean he allows Satan and his followers to live. Love is patient, and God is love. If this video has blessed you, click the like button, share with your Christian groups on WhatsApp, and click the super thanks button below. Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself. Save me from people who will not lead me to you. Save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong. Make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comment section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comments section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comments section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.